This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. And now we'll go to the next generation. KLW worked with high school interns over this summer. And this week, we're playing the stories they produced. Today's is about Korean pop, or K-pop, a musical genre known for its signature techno beats, synchronized dance moves, and fashionable matching outfits worn by girl and boy bands. If you want to learn to dance to K-pop music, you don't need to go all the way to South Korea. Allison Ajpa Perez is a big K-pop fan. She stopped by City Dance Studio right here in San Francisco to learn the moves to go with her favorite K-pop songs.
4 years ago, I discovered my love for K-pop, or Korean pop music, and this summer, I finally sat in on my first K-pop dance class at City Dance Studio in San Francisco.
Let's go. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
During the class, Amber Davina, the instructor, stands at the front of the room. He begins counting to prepare the students and then starts counting again.
5, 6, 7, 8, sit, knee, knee, and a shoot, and a step, pull, and right, left,
He bends his knee as though sitting on air. Then he moves his right knee out, then back in. Then he steps out to the right. He then shoots his hands forward and brings his hands back to the side, where he then steps out to the left.
That's good. Can I try the music?
The 12 students in the studio follow his movements. Everyone speeds up. Amber Davina has been dancing for over 20 years, but this K-pop class is new. It's only been around for a few years. In an interview with 24 Hour K-pop, a local K-pop television channel, Davina explained that K-pop isn't much different from American hip-hop.
So what is your take on the connection of dance with K-pop?
A lot of Korean artists, I think they look up to American hip-hop music. Mm-hmm. And so when they make their music, they take that inspiration and make it something better.
Mm-hmm.
And along with the hip-hop music comes with the dance.
So you choreographed that flash mob for B1.
Now is a good time to be teaching K-pop dance classes in San Francisco. K-pop is still not mainstream, but it's growing in popularity in the United States. Even if you haven't heard of K-pop, you've probably heard at least one K-pop song. Gangnam Style. That song broke many records. It was the first YouTube video to reach a billion views. But the rising popularity of K-pop music is a part of the spread of all South Korean culture that began in the late 90s. With what's known as the Hallyu wave, or the Korean wave. Like a lot of people, the first time I heard of K-pop was on YouTube. At the time, I was watching an anime cartoon called Attack on Titan. I stopped watching Attack on Titan and clicked on another YouTube video. In this video, there were people dressed up as characters from the anime cartoon. They were dancing to a K-pop song called This Love by Shinhwa. I instantly fell in love with this song because it was different from the music I usually heard, like Taylor Swift and Katy Perry. Not only could they sing, but they could also dance, and their choreography was mesmerizing. All the members' dance moves were in sync. Even though I couldn't understand what they were saying, it didn't matter, because the beat made me want to dance and sing along. Soon, I discovered more K-pop music. In this clip, EXO is dancing powerfully, and the song is called Overdose. When EXO performs, you can see an ocean of light sticks with EXO written on them. Most K-pop groups or solo artists have their own colors and their own design light sticks that their fans can have and wave when they have concerts or performances. All my friends and some of the people who know me know that I like K-pop. Some of them don't like K-pop, but I don't really mind. My younger sister likes K-pop too. Sometimes I hear her sing the English parts of EXO Monster. My youngest sister did not want to sing it on the radio, unfortunately.
Boom, from here, transfer the weight, pulling it to the right, boom.
My love for K-pop is why I was really excited to be in Amber Divina's class.
From here, you step back, and then I'm gonna pull my heel in.
During the class, another K-pop fan, Aloisa Herbert, is learning K-pop dance moves for the first time. As she danced, she shot her arms up as if she were about to fight someone and went back into a chill pose.
This type of dance made me feel very, very confident. I mean, even though I kind of struggled at first, but eventually, as soon as I got all the moves down, I became confident.
Herbert says one of the reasons she loves K-pop is because it's such a broad genre. It can be R&B, hip-hop, pop, rock, or electronic. And it usually involves heavily synchronized choreography. Herbert doesn't know Korean, but she says that doesn't matter.
Music is, you know, instruments. The language doesn't matter. You can look up the lyrics if you're really bothered by that. But music is the way it feels just, or sounds just makes you feel a certain way.
I didn't dance this time around. I was too nervous. But I'm thinking I might sign up for a beginner's lesson here at City Dance Studio. Someday, maybe, I'll be able to dance like one of my favorite groups, Twice. For KALW, I'm Allison Ochpa Perez.
Allison Ochpa Perez was part of KALW's high school internship program this summer. She's a student at Philip and Sala Burton High School in San Francisco.